State Party and also the significant challenges the State Party is facing in implementing the rights in the covenant. Now I'm going to address the issues arising from Articles 6 to 9, focusing on the areas of further improvement needed. On the right to work, I'm going to focus on vulnerable groups of people in the labor market. First, paragraph 25 of the State Party states that the youth unemployment rate was 40.5%. According to a UN report, the share of young people between the age of 15 and 24 who are not in education, employment, or training, so-called NEET, is high, standing at 31%. We appreciate that the State Party has been implementing a new program called a Jobs for Youth Project, which provides opportunities to intern in public institutions since 2021. But I would like to ask you what other measures the State Party has taken to promote enrollment of vocational training and the opportunity of decent work among young people. And second question, according to information, women continue to face persistent discrimination in the labor market, including the horizontal and vertical occupational segregation of the labor market. Women's participation in the labor force at the country level is much lower than men. Women are overrepresented in low-paid jobs. So what measures have you taken to promote women's access to formal economy? What measures have you taken to address the persistent occupational gender segregation and associated gender pay gap? What measures has the State Party taken to ensure the equal pay for work of equal value? And next question. We heard from the delegation that the State Party adopted the Persons with Disabilities Act and also the national policy. However, according to information, positive measures such as the provision of reasonable accommodation and quotas in relation to employment are not introduced. So could you please clarify on this? And also please provide further information on the steps to implement the new law and policy to promote employment opportunities for persons with disabilities in practice. And now move on to Article 7, on issue of forced labor. We are concerned about forced labor in agricultural sector, particularly in tobacco plantations, in the form of a tenancy system. We note that the State Party adopted a legislative measure through an amendment to the Employment Act to abolish this practice. However, according to information, forced labor persists, affecting adults as well as children, and it is difficult for victims to access assistance and protection because tobacco farms are usually located in remote areas. In this regard, please provide information on the measures the State Party has taken to combat